us. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
I'm looking at a picture here from independent.ie from 2011. Barack Obama and wife Michelle at Ollie Hayes' pub in Moneygall. Why were they there? Because they traced their ancestry to Moneygall. And of course, the big news at the time was that Henry Healy was Barack Obama's eighth cousin. Still Barack Obama's eighth cousin. Hello, Henry.
Hi, Ray. How are things?
Not too bad.
Good.
It's hard to believe it's 14 years ago.
It's mad. Yeah, yeah. It's sometimes it only feels like yesterday, but time flies when you're having fun.
we were lucky enough to be across the road from Ollie Hayes' pub.
Right.
We were in a t-shirt shop for the day.
You are.
I don't know how that happened. I think it was an administration error that allowed us to be there. Anyway, what are your
totally
memories of that day, Henry?
I think the Biden memory I have is actually the weather and the four seasons, the one day, and that approach as we were escorted from Ollie's bar to be part of the greeting party, and the cheers and how the sun just came out as we walked down, and he and Michelle, President Obama and Michelle Obama, getting out of the car and totally embraced the community that day, and I suppose it's a memory that'll live long in my mind for many, many years, and I'm sure the general public have many good memories of that time as well.
And at the top of the street was the homestead, the house.
That's right. Yeah, and he went in, the ancestral home still stands, and it's. It was an emotional enough experience for the president on that day, because he entered the house and he was met by John Donovan, the owner, who explained the history of it. There was an artist's impression of how the house would have looked back in the 1815s, just before his ancestors left. And he pounded, I can still remember the echo of him pounding his foot on the timber floor. And he just looked and he said, "My grandfather's grandfather left from here." And he was quite emotional. And, I know we all say it, oh, the Americans, they're all Irish, and we have a good giggle at it. Like, but it was genuine. And I suppose I've had experience over a number of years since to meet many people with Irish ancestry. And it genuinely is, it is something dear to many people's hearts.
And he was moved. And that was obvious by the fact that despite his itinerary and despite all the FBI or CIA or whatever, the people in the black suits talking into their cuffs, he spent a lot more time on the street that day in Moneygall than was planned.
Yeah, it was over double the time. And I think at that stage, it was the longest line of meet and greet that the president and first lady had ever done in that term of their presidency. I'm not sure if it lasted over the following 4 years, but up to then, it was the longest line that they've done together. Yeah.
And then that was before College Green, wasn't it? Or was it after?
That was before College Green. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And then he went up, and we have just that audio just to bring people back, because it is 14 years ago. So Barack Obama addressing the crowd outside Trinity College there in College Green.
"Remember that whatever hardships the winter may bring, springtime's always just around the corner. And if they keep on arguing with you, just respond with a simple creed. It's fader ling. Yes, we can. Yes, we can."
There you go. Has he been back in the country since?
He was back in, he was in Northern Ireland in Fermanagh for the G7 summit in 2013.
Right.
And on that occasion, the First Lady decided to come with her daughters visit Dublin. And they went to Glendalough as well, I think.
And she went to Matt the Trashers in Dublin, isn't it? The restaurant.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And she had a river dance as well in the Gaiety and Trinity College, the Book of Kells.
So this is the first time he's back in the Republic. So it's in September, Three Arena. He's been interviewed by Fintan O'Toole. Did you get an invitation?
No, but I do intend on going. I'd probably go for the €25 seats and wait out. Maybe I might get promoted up closer to the front row, but I've no expectation.
But what about €2,000 ones and get your photograph taken with them?
I have my photograph taken with him, Ray. I don't need to spend €2,000 any to get another one. I've less hair and his has gone grayer, so that'd be the only difference.
Yeah, I was just saying there, Henry, I wonder, is there questions and answers? And if there was, would you have any question for him?
God, I'd have to think. I'm sure I'd come up with something, but obviously, like I've had multiple conversations with him when we returned to the White House on different things, and he reminisced over his time and his visits to Ireland. I probably would have to think about it because
it's interesting because somebody was mentioned the other day about, you know, and a lot of people have said this about the pendulum of American politics, and people say that it swung, you know, I suppose, liberal towards Barack Obama and him being president. And then there's a sort of an equal and opposite then reaction. And that's the reason Trump has been so successful. That's, you know, some people say that. I wonder what he feels about that.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's an area that I imagine Fintan will definitely delve into. Yeah. And I suppose maybe one of the questions I'd be curious of is that roasting he gave Donald Trump at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Remind us about that.
When he slagged Donald Trump off, he was in the room and had graphics come up on the screen of how the White House would look if Trump was in there. Uh-huh. And many people say that was when Trump decided, I'm doing this and I'm going. And I wonder, does he believe that to be the case? And, you know, it would be interesting to think if he could go back in time, would he do it, I suppose, again?
It's mad, his life since, you know, because he has a deal with Netflix, doesn't he? He has his own production company. And he executive produced Bodkin, which was shot in Ireland.
That's right. Yeah. And it came out last year, and I was invited up for the premiere to that last year in Dublin by them. So they weren't there, obviously, because there'd been more press around it, but I was there. So it was an enjoyable event.
Yeah. It changed your life, Henry, didn't it?
It did, without a shadow of a doubt. I've no doubt in saying it, and all for the positive. It definitely has.
You're not in the Plaza anymore.
No, I'm now in the civil service. So I've moved on from the Plaza, but I miss it, the fun and the crack and the many people and celebrities you'd meet in the Obama Plaza. So it's still a fun place. Yeah. And money down the road.
All human life passes through there on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Our Niamh was saying that maybe he should do a pop-up sort of, you know, gig, maybe upstairs in the museum up there, down there.
Absolutely. You know, business breakfast in the morning and when he go all up to Dublin for, you know, the aftermath.
He'll probably spend more time here this time around than he did when he was president, which is, how many hours did he clock in the end?
I think it was about 14 hours. Again, the volcano erupted in Iceland and there was a fear that they wouldn't be able to depart and head to the UK for the state visit over there.
Yeah. He'll sell out, definitely, won't he?
I'd be surprised if he doesn't. I know there's a lot of people focusing in on the price of the ticket being the 2,000, but they're the exception. They're probably going to be corporate. But for everyone else, you know, it is there at a reduced, the €25 is reasonable.
I'd say there's going to be a handful of 25 now.
Oh, absolutely. Look, sure. It's not been done for the sake of it either.
But of course,
there'll be more. The closer you get to the stage, the more expensive it will be. But it's an opportunity. And it's an opportunity, like when you think of it, there's a whole generation of people who maybe have admired President Obama and weren't old enough back 14 years ago to see him in College Green or they'll only remember watching him maybe on TV. So it's an opportunity for another generation, hopefully, to be inspired and get involved in public service and involved in their local communities. And I'm sure the president will have that message when he comes to Dublin again.
Yeah, great. Henry, great talking to you. Mind yourself.
You too.
See you now. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.